AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Two Secret Service employees in South Korea for President Biden's visit there are being sent home. The AP Sagar Magani reports it involves an alcohol-fueled incident.
A person familiar with the matter says a Secret Service agent and an armed physical security specialist were involved in a confrontation with locals, including a heated argument with a taxi driver. Police investigated one of the employees, but no charges were filed. The Secret Service says it's also investigating. Both employees were put on a plane home before the president arrived in Seoul. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden opened his trip to Asia at a South Korean computer chip factory.
These little chips, only a few nanometers thick, are the key to propelling us into the next era of humanity's technological development.
It's a model for another computer chip plant in Texas. A new AP NORC poll shows President Biden's approval rating has dropped to the lowest point of his presidency, with signs of deepening pessimism emerging among members of his own Democratic Party. Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street, but are still headed for another week of declines following a massive sell-off 2 days ago. Finland's state-owned energy company says Russia will cut off natural gas to Finland after the Nordic country that applied to NATO this week refused President Vladimir Putin's demand to pay in rubles. Ukrainian authorities say their troops repelled a Russian attack in the east as Moscow struggles to gain ground in the region that is now the focus of the war, even while intensifying its campaign there. Former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says he'll run for Congress in a redrawn district that includes his Brooklyn home. Democrat Jerry Nadler represents New York's 10th district now, but will no longer live in the district under maps that have been redrawn. Nadler says he believes the new maps are unconstitutional. This is AP News. On World Bee Day, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is celebrating the diversity of bees and beekeeping systems. Bees are at risk from habitat loss due to farming, human habitation, and pesticides. Beekeeper Samuel Mwaniki in Kenya says 2021 was not a good year.
It did not completely rain due to the climatical change. Plus, we had a locust invasion. The mechanism which were used in their control, it was used by spraying, which affected the beekeeping.
Dr. Elliot Muley, a researcher at Southeastern Kenya University, says habitat loss is also a major issue for bees.
Every time you cut down trees, then you get rid of nectar and pollen, and this is the food for the bees. And when there's no food for the bees, then it leads to absconding of colonies.
He says livestock people, agriculture people, environment people, and of course beekeepers must work together to save the bees. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.